f***ing die like this, bro. This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this. One time, I was running by a graveyard, and I was f***ing just trying to become... I was fat. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there f***ing just are so upset with how you lived your life.
What do you want in your life? We have so much influence coming at us that we are so lost. We don't know what we want to do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves.
God, I'm missing something. Yeah, because it's about 75% of you is still f***ing in there. Still chained up because you just didn't want to find your willpower. Didn't want to find your soul, your will, your heart, your determination, your guts, your courage. You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon.
I'm going to make something out of myself, and it's going to be so good, it's bad.
Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
So I come from a centered place. I come from a focused place. I come from compassion. It's just my nature. I come from a willingness to understand and to be understood.
Right.
And I come from wanting to connect. I mean, the secret of that show for 25 years is that people could see themselves in me. All over the world, they could see themselves in me. And even as I became more and more financially successful, which was a big surprise to me.
Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not fucking making it, and the reason why you're trying to go to all these, I go to all these fucking conventions, speak all the fucking time. I look in the fucking audience, and these people sign up fucking every year to go to a convention, thinking they're gonna learn something fucking different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. Everybody has the ability to do it, but they just don't want to.
If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on that calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do. Of course, it was impossible to connect the dots looking forward when I was in college. But it was very, very clear looking backwards 10 years later. Again, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference.
When I tell you motivation is life, when I tell you that I need you to, next 100 days, I need you to stay plugged in, right? Because the days you're not plugged in are the days you don't get 120. They say an alligator is so ferocious it'll kill a lion. But I can kill an alligator with my bare hands. Little E.T., how? They say when you want to kill an alligator, you kill it right after it eats. Because right after it eats, it gets satisfied. And it goes to a state like it's almost paralyzed. Some of y'all in this room, are you paralyzed? You had a little success? You done with nobody else in your family is done and now you chilling? Come on, you ain't hungry no more? Next 100, I need you to stay focused. Why? You should still be hungry. What have you eaten that got you satisfied? What have you done? What have you accomplished that got you so full?
You see, the thing we have to understand about everything that we're a part of, first and foremost, it's a blessing by God. And when it's a blessing, you can't help but to give everything you got to it. My life got saved. I got spared my life. Almost died. The doctor came to me on the field. He was on one knee and he grabbed my wrist and he said, son, you don't have a pulse. I don't even know how you're still living.
You want to go out there in that water, that deep water? I don't care what kind of ship you got. You ain't got an anchor. You through. You want all that success without an anchor? You want to be in the deep? You want a phenomenal life with no anchor? You can't survive without an anchor. I got an anchor. Young dudes be like, yo, E, I want to be like you, E. I said, bro, you don't want this life. You don't want these responsibilities, bro. It's a lot of responsibilities, bro. Like, I'm a leader, bro. It's a lot of responsibility. There are people who are in a position of hurt, whatever, that could be manipulated. Like, bro, you don't want these responsibilities, bro. Like, one day, I'm going to have to stand before my creator and give an account of how I made every move I made. You don't want this life, bro.
This idea and this notion that you could be anything you want and you can accomplish anything you want, right? We hear that. You've heard that from the time you were little boys. You hear that now. You're already incredibly accomplished. You guys know that. The thing that has worked for me is to remember the hard times. Anything big that would happen, I would always take a moment and I just remind myself, all right, I was evicted when I was 14. We were kicked off the island. We couldn't live in Hawaii. Had no place to live. I would remember that. And it allows me then to be present in the moment and understand, holy, the stuff I have around me right now, this is the that I dreamed of when I was a kid.
Listen, you got at least 3/4 of your life to go. That's 3 more lifetimes to you. So don't blow it. Don't do drugs. If you're doing it, stop it. Get some help. Give yourself a chance. A chance to find out all the wonderful things you really can be.
Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you.
There are nothing but difficulties in achieving your goal. Listen, folks, success is hard. It's really hard. Being not successful is hard too. Now here's the difference between the two hards. Being not successful and hard, and trying to become successful and hard. When you are not successful and hard, there are no options. You can't decide where you're going to dinner. You can't decide if you're going to buy a pair of shoes. You can't decide if you're going on vacation. You can't decide what you're going to eat. Your don't have options. On the road to success, it's hard, but it creates options for you.
I want you to learn that the only way you grow is how to look at yourself and say, okay, like I did, table longer than this, what the fuck I have to do to get somewhere? I'm this. Well, basically, I'm not this. I can't do this. I'm all these insecurities. Your life finally started. When you sit in the ugly mirror and say, I'm this, you finally started your life. But most of all, your biggest fears, the biggest things that put you in the fucked up place you are today are in there. So we all like to keep them shut, even like to lock them up, act like they never happened. That's why you never grow. You never improve. You never have real conversations like we're having right now. Never. Oh, no. Let's not go there. You got to relive it. Every fucking detail of it.
But most importantly, you know what I had invested? I had sweat equity. I had been working my whole life. And what I didn't understand by being determined to chase something, by being committed to it, and what commitment is staying true to what you said you were going to do long after the mood that you have set it in has left. You see, people think commitment is saying, yes, I'll do it on the days when it feel good. But I have been committed to everything that I ever started in my life, and I never stopped and I never quit it. And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. It built a certain type of individual. And so now I couldn't quit even if I wanted to. I couldn't lay in the bed even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing. I understood the process is more important than the product. It wasn't about the outcome for me. Whether I made it to the NFL or not, that was inconsequential in God's plan for my life. But I was going to fall in love with that process because I understood by falling in love with that process, it was going to turn me into a machine. If it's just about you and it's just about the product, it will crush you. Every day I get up, I understand. It's somebody in the free world that's looking at me to see if I'm going to keep going. And so I can't quit.
Just say I can. Come on, I can.
I can.
I can. Come on, one time.
I can.
Yep, I will.
I will.
Yep, I must.
I must.
Those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream, that one day I would have my own talk show. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot being here with you today in this dome in Atlanta. It's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream.
You got to be grateful when you're making $50,000. Then you got to be grateful when you get to $75,000. You got to be grateful at $80,000. A lot of people stay pissed off because they ain't a millionaire. But I got news for you. If you pissed off where you are right now, you'll never be a millionaire. You want me to tell you why? Because there is a principle of success that God requires our gratitude. The more you're grateful for, the more God will give you to be grateful for. Instead of complaining about what's going on, man, I got to go to work today. Man, I got these kids.
All of us have experienced some tragedy, and if we haven't, we will. And you can either let it destroy your life or you can build upon it. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
So I was like, yo, E, for real, you got to stop playing the blame game. You know, at some point, you have to take personal responsibility. And it clicked. Like, yo, you got yourself here. Like, regardless of everything else, you played a role in getting yourself here. Now, you got to get yourself out. And I just remember, man, saying like, yo, E, you homeless now, but this ain't the rest of your life, man. This might be the story today. This ain't how my life is going to end. I remember thinking that to myself, like, we going to get out of here.
Rewire yourself, rewire the pattern, and give yourself freedom. That's the game that we're going to play here. This is not a game of just sitting around and going, oh, but this was done to me. It doesn't matter what was done. What matters is what are you going to do with it, right? And then the third skill is you become a creator of patterns. And then you're masterful. Then you're the best in your business. Then you can do things no one else does because you're not limited to what everybody else does. You create a new way. That's what the greatest business people do. That's what the greatest musicians do. The dancer, the Michael Jackson of the world, he knew every movement. He knew exactly what it would do to you. A great musician knows which upbeats, downbeats are going to produce what emotions. Great director knows if I come in close or far away, fast or slow, how to change your emotions. They know exactly the patterns, and that's why they're the best on earth.
I told you all that I was the greatest of all time on a Beat Sunday. Listen, I told you today I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me. Never again say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old. Right. Then you might get me.
Every single day, you don't have to always be your best, but just bring me your best. People don't burn out and quit because of what they do. People burn out and quit because life makes them forget why they do it. The greatest trick that life plays on us all is when we aspire to do something, when we say we're gonna do something, goals, dreams, aspirations, when we attack things, when we wanna do things for our family. The greatest trick that life plays on us, once we put it out in the atmosphere, life hits us with a level of adversity, uncertainty, COVID, pandemic, and step back and say, let me see if you remember your mother now. Only thing I'm asking you to do is, if you gotta step back, regroup, wipe your eyes, wipe your face, shake it off, say a prayer, step back, then step back up and say, I'll never forget why I do what I do.
We must not stop. We must not surrender. We must not quit. We must not give in.
You have to find a dream that's so big that it overwhelms all of your fears and causes you to never give up.
You take steps in this direction, you take steps in that direction. Sort of get lost along the way, and sometimes you fall down.
It should be impossible for me to get back up, but it's not. You see, I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. Does that make sense? And it's not the end until you've given up. It matters how you're going to finish. Are you going to finish strong? And you will find that strength to get back up.
If you find yourself saying, I can't do something, I can't do it because I don't have the time, I can't do it, I don't have the money, I can't do it because I don't have the resources, I can't do it because I don't know the right people. Like, anytime you start finding yourself, you say, I can't do something, you must take action immediately. Even if you don't know how, even if you don't think it's possible, you've got to develop a habit that says, if I can't, then I must.
turn a person this fucked up into this motherfucker right here. Not off of reading a fucking book off a theorist. Off of going to work on myself and saying, I don't know how to do this, but I know that to get over there to that fucking high, I gotta grind myself into a fucking fine powder. And I did it.
Run as hard as you can. Same thing with a swim. What do you do? Swim as hard as you can. Same thing with the obstacle course. The motivation won't be there 3.5 miles into a 4 mile time run. You're dying. You feel like you're gonna die. What do you gotta do? You gotta have the discipline to keep pushing. Otherwise, you're not gonna make the time.
What I want you to do in 2025 is I want you to find difficulty and I want you to go after it. Everybody say that with me. Find difficult. Come on, come on, come on. Mike told me this was a crowd. Find difficult. Listen to me. The way you're gonna separate yourself from everybody else is not to do what everybody else is doing. You have to find difficult and you have to master difficult, because when you master difficult, you separate yourself from everybody else.
The only way to learn how to get up, you gotta fall. The only way to learn how to win, you gotta lose. Only way to appreciate the laughter, you got to be crying. You would not appreciate the sunshine if it didn't rain.
I was getting beat down physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever I was going through, just saying, you know, I would put, you know, you can't hurt me. Can't hurt me just became a message I would say to myself. And that's just kind of where it comes from.
Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success.
I am sorry if you've been abused. I'm sorry if someone has mistreated you. I'm sorry if you're struggling with something that I don't know about. But I want you to know something, that you don't know what miracles can come from your broken pieces until you give your broken pieces a chance.
Listen to me. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute or an hour or a day or even a year, but eventually it will subside and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
You know, as we come to the end of this phase of our life, we find ourselves trying to remember the good times and trying to forget the bad times. And we find ourselves thinking about the future. We start to worry, thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be in 10 years? But I say to you, don't worry so much. Because in the end, none of us have very long on this earth.
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life. But you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear.
The only thing I have ever wanted to be for my whole life was a writer. I wrote all through childhood, all through adolescence. By the time I was a teenager, I was sending my very bad stories to the New Yorker, hoping to be discovered. After college, I got a job as a diner waitress, kept working, kept writing, kept trying really hard to get published and failing at it. I failed at getting published for almost 6 years. Every single time I had to ask myself if I should just quit while I was behind and give up and spare myself this pain. But then I would find my resolve, and always in the same way, by saying, I'm not gonna quit, I'm going home. You have to understand that for me, going home did not mean returning to my family's farm. For me, going home meant returning to the work of writing, because writing was my home.
Everything that happened yesterday back means nothing.
I was dying, and I knew it. I immediately began to panic. My heart was beating out of my chest. I was seeing tunnel vision. I was sicker than I could ever explain. I started to realize that there was something really, really wrong. My heart was beating out of my chest. I was so shaky. I was so weak as I lay in a coma that the doctors diagnosed me with something called meningococcal meningitis, which is a vaccine-preventable blood infection. I was given less than a 2% chance of living and immediately put on life support. It was times like these that first prompted me to ask myself, if my life were a book and I was the author of that book, how would I want this story to go? I saw myself walking gracefully, and I saw myself somehow helping other people through my journey, and I saw myself snowboarding again. And that passion and that fire that I felt inside, that is when a new chapter of my life began.
Everybody's got strengths and weaknesses. What a 60-year-old has is experience, but doesn't have time. What youth has is time. You can literally do 4 different things over the next 2 years, 6 months at a time, to figure out everything that you think you might like, you should try to do. That's not what people tell you to do.
It's important to realize wherever focus goes, energy flows. It's corny, but it's true. We don't experience life. None of us do. We experience the life we focus on. So in any moment, what's wrong is always available. So is what's right. So it's not about being positive. It's about being intelligent. You know, you gotta look at the impact of what you're believing. And you gotta look at and say, you know, where's my focus going? I can always be upset about something. I can always find something to be joyous or at least grateful for, which leads to joy.
Your life is powered by you. Give your dream a round of applause. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Life is short. Every moment, every choice, it matters. Imagine yourself years from now looking back. Will you see a life that was lived fully with heart and purpose? Or will you see missed chances, lost potential, dreams that slipped through your fingers because you let doubt, fear, or distraction stand in your way? What if I told you that everything you need to succeed is already inside of you? That the path you're on, the challenges you face, they're not there to stop you. They're there to shape you, to prepare you for the greatness that lies ahead.
Do what you can't.
The thing I would say is, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use.
I appreciate it today more than ever, more than I did yesterday, and tomorrow I will appreciate it more tomorrow than today, because life is short and it's fragile, and we don't know how many birthdays we have, so we don't have to have a birthday to celebrate. Just celebrate life.
Go and travel and learn. Go and start that business that you've always wanted. Hook up with those 3 teammates and start that band you've always wanted. This is the time to be massively risk oriented.
The 3 things I'm going to be stressing today, because I think they're so important. Number 1, I'm going to say to you that you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. And that you can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. The second thing I'm going to stress so hard is that life is tough. You see, I don't care what you do, whether you're a student or whether you're the newest distributor, whether you're a gold direct, a diamond, a pearl, or whether you're a crown, life is tough. But I'm also going to stress the fact that when you are tough on yourself, that life is going to be infinitely easier on you. Now, life is tremendously exciting. It's enormously rewarding. But first of all, it is demanding. You see, you got to be before you can do, and you got to do before you can have. The third thing I'm going to stress to you this morning is basically the fact that you can have everything in life that you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly, our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. But life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us, which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice. Do you want to play with a finite mindset? Or do you want to play with an infinite mindset?
I told my mom when I was 16 years old, one day I'm going to be successful. One day I'm going to be successful, and one day I'm going to help a lot of people. I always say this: pay the price today so you can pay any price in the future. Pay the price now, okay? Pay the price.
Stop making excuses. Stop complaining. Nobody's listening. They may make pretend they're listening. The market doesn't care. What you need to do is make one person happy, you. Then you can make everybody else happy. You know why I like making people happy? Because I'm already happy.
I am here because I want to be here. That's why I'm here. Like, nobody forced me to come here. I'm not getting paid to be here. I am here because I want to be here. If you ask people, why didn't you achieve something? Somebody who's working for you, you know, or a partner, or even yourself, and you failed to achieve a goal, what's the reason people say they failed to achieve? What do they tell you? Don't have the, didn't know enough, didn't have the knowledge, didn't have the money, didn't have the time, didn't have the technology, you know, I didn't have the right manager. You may not have the money, you may not have the Supreme Court, but that is not the defining factor. The defining factor is never resources, it's resourcefulness. And what I mean specifically, rather than just some phrase, is if you have emotion, human emotion, something that I experienced from you day before yesterday at a level that is as profound as I've ever experienced, and if you communicated with that emotion, I believe you would have won.
I tell my son all the time, I'm like, Ink, it's a big difference between a hard worker and somebody that works hard, right? Most cats are somebody that works hard. If the situation and the circumstance is what they want it to be, they're going to come out and they're going to act accordingly and they're going to give you everything they got. But a hard worker, regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what happened, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna give everything I got to it because I'm working for something that's totally different, right? The question becomes this: can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing?
Some people have been bullied. Some people are just stressed out. Some people are insecure. Some people are fat and overweight. And the world puts a lot of this shit in your mind. It's not just you. Yeah, you help it. And my whole thing is about, I had to develop a mindset that was indestructible. I had to armor plate my mind. And it's about what you're saying to yourself, but it also comes with work. So whenever I was getting beat down, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever I was going through, just saying, you know, I would put, you know, you can't hurt me. Can't hurt me just became a message I would say to myself.
Take a step back right now and think about who we all admire. They're all people that punted the system. They're people that practiced singing since they were five. They're people that shot 10,000 basketballs every morning. It's always that.
Anything meaningful and good takes real time and effort. You have to work for it.
Please recognize the world we're living in.
The world is abundant. If you're good enough, you can get yours too.
I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. We're not playing to the level of our competition no more. We're not even playing. Sometimes we good, sometimes we great. We gonna go out there on three, y'all, and we gonna do what this year? One, two, three. One, two, three.
And there were times where I sort of looked at my life and thinking, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And you keep on concentrating on the things that you wish you had or the things that you wish you didn't have. And so many people come and say, how come you smile so much? You see, it's very hard to smile sometimes in life. There are things that happen that you don't know and you don't understand and you don't know if you're going to get through it. You know, you go through your storms in life and you don't know how long this storm is going to be.
Failure's it's a bullshit code for you quit. Don't be a quitter, bitch. Don't be a quitter. Because if you quit, you will fail. When you hear somebody walk up here and talk about their success, you need to unload on the audience. If he can get it and she can get it, I can get it. I'm telling you, like you guys got to figure out how to quit worrying about your damn refrigerator and your kids' shoes. Money matters. It gives you options. You can move around a little bit and say, shit, I want to put 10,000 every month. I want 10,000 going to a charity. You got to have money. You don't have to have money to make money. You need courage and commitment to get money.
You need to be sort of very rigorous in your self-analysis. I think certainly extremely tenacious and then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. That all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that in 1 year you will achieve what they achieve. You will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
400 trillion to one. When you understand that math, how can't you live your life?
That's how rare it is to be a human being. You've been given this ridiculous triple miracle. You've got one at bat. Please do something about it. We are living through the greatest era to be alive ever. Yes, there's stuff. I got news for you. There's always stuff. But when you take control of your at bat, when you put it all on yourself, when it's your fault and your wins, when you own it, that's when it starts happening.
It don't matter that you're broke, as long as you hadn't quit. So like you can't break me. That means I can take a lot of risks. Because I'm not worried about going broke, because I can't be broke. I have my spirituality, I have my creativity, I have my persistence, I got courage. Like, they ain't no breaking me, man. And I'm a dangerous beast.
With every obstacle, I look at it as friction now. Without friction, there is no growth. You have to have friction in your life to grow. So I start looking at all these different things versus the woe is me mentality. Like, oh my God, look at my life's so fucked up. I come from this fucked up family. I'm being beaten, I'm being abused mentally, physically. I start looking at it as the perfect trial ground. So I had to flip it upside down and say, okay, I'm suffering tremendously, mentally. Use this to your advantage versus your disadvantage. So that's what I did. Versus looking at it as like, oh my God, woe is me, I'm never gonna get out of here. I looked at it as, okay, hang on a second. If I can overcome this, if I can find some power in this, some way to get through this, that right there will be the fuel for the rest of my life.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it and write about it and talk about it and hang it up on your wall. But most important, do something about it. Do something about it every day. Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps the goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it. Do it. Do that little piece. Make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It's all on you.
Ultimately, everybody's purpose is to serve the evolutionary impulse of the universe. But along the way, it could be, how do you express your unique skills or talents? What would you do if you had all the money and all the time in the world? Would you feel joyful doing it? Would it bring about joy to others? Would it improve the quality of life? Then that would be your purpose.
What's your purpose? What's your cause? What's your belief? Why did you get out of bed this morning, and why should anyone care? And most of us cannot answer that question. And what I learned was, based on the principles of how the brain makes decisions, the limbic brain versus the neocortex, which is the most inspiring leaders, the most inspiring organizations, those that seem to have an unbalanced capacity for, let's call it, movement building, Every single one of them thinks, acts, and communicates the same way, and they all start with why. The rest of us start with what. You sit on a plane and somebody says, what do? You answer that question. They don't. They tell you what they believe.
I don't end up doing things that are destructive when I'm busy doing things that are constructive. The truth is, I was never a drug addict. I just had too much free time and made bad choices. This planet is filled with bad choices. Pornography, strip joints, casinos. If you were filled up all day long with activities, if you were addicted to productivity, if you were junkied out on potential, you wouldn't have time for all the other garbage. I wouldn't spend money on stuff I don't need. When is that money spent? When do we waste most of our money on this planet? During the holidays, when we have free time. When do you spend your money? When do you go in debt? On the holidays, free time. So if I can just stay busy, if I can use time and create time, how do I create time? I have 24 hours and I'm like, I'm gonna jam as much in those 24 hours as I can, and then I'll let you worry about me burning out, because that's what I'll hear next.
Are you being busy being busy? Have you lost that connection to the life you wanted to live when you were a little kid? Are you so busy stringing your instrument that the song that your life was meant to sing has died or is dormant within you? And my challenge to you is simply this: to do whatever it takes before you sleep tonight, to reconnect with the best within you that you may have lost. Because one of the things I've noticed is this: there are too many amongst us walking the planet today who are sort of in a waking sleep. They have lost a sense of who they truly are. And your life will never work if there's a huge space between who you truly are and the person you know you're meant to be. Your life will never be flooded with energy, creativity, productivity, and happiness if there is a large space between your life right now and your unlived life.
Purpose is always idealized, right? Like, as I said before, I imagine a world in which, right? I know I'm not gonna get there.
If life was nothing but green lights and we didn't have yellows and reds, things that make us pause, hardships, crises, times for introspection, then what the hell would it all be for? We need the yellows and the reds. That's how we evolve. That's how hopefully there's some ascension to our being. If anything, I would say to my 15-year-old self, go fail more. If anything, I would say to you, go fail more. Forget them. Those people on the sideline that are saying the thumbs down or calling you something or being snarky, they're on the sidelines for a reason.
You guys want to be around more people that are spontaneous. Spontaneity. Have an idea, do it. Don't have an idea and think. Have an idea, move as fast as you can. Or you move and say yes, or you move and say no. Don't be in maybe. Get out of maybe. Maybe is killing you.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it. And it's like, because they don't think you can do nothing, they can't do it. Everybody has dreams. And as much as you want to be able to listen a little bit, because somebody's going to give you a gem, but nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone.
If you are having a difficult time finding your purpose in life, look at the intersection of your passion, the thing you love to do, and your proficiency, the thing you're good at. Right at X marks the spot, that is more than likely where you'll find your purpose. A lot of people say, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. I submit to you that for most people, that's not the real problem. They think they're struggling finding their purpose, but they're actually struggling accepting their purpose because they're too concerned about what they think other people will think.
There's nothing wrong with goals as long as we understand the context and the purpose of that goal, right? I like to think of money like fuel, right? And a car is the company, and the purpose is the destination, right? And if money is fuel, it makes the car go. You absolutely have to have money to make the company go. There is no dreaming big if you have no fuel. You can have the most beautiful car in the world, and yet if you got no fuel, it's pointless. But we don't own a car to buy fuel, right? We don't have companies simply for the money, right? It's the destination. You want to be able to go somewhere. And the passengers are the employees, and they're excited, not about the fuel in the car. How much fuel do we have? No one gets excited by that. We get excited where we're going.
I believe I'm a spiritual being, not a human being. The spiritual being would have tremendous potential, unbelievable potential. It would be the light on the candle, not the candle. The body would be the candle, okay? And the spiritual being would be the flame. I'm the flame. And I wanna see, how hot can I burn? Okay, how far can I go? How much light can I bring the world? How much positive truth message can I bring this planet? How much more can I do? And I think the problem is people are settling out with just enough. Pay the bills, take care of my family, get my little box, get my little house, put my little welcome mat on the front, put the little gate around the yard. We're all gonna be happy. I don't want the box. I don't want one location. I don't need the welcome mat. I want to know the world. I want to travel the world. I want to do more. I want to be in more places. I want to have friends in every country. I want to inspire people in every language. And I want other people to see and they can do the same thing, you know? And maybe at the end of all this, I just become everybody's uncle that I never had.